KMW.
Hey, good morning. Tuesday, April 22nd, and a nice day, 48 degrees right now. A little bit of sunshine going. Tuesday Talk Around begins now. Talking real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Good morning.
On the Tuesday edition. How are we doing?
Doing great.
Good. Let's ask about new listings first. We're going to go from backwards to forwards. New listings, we usually end with that.
Yeah, we've got a couple that we're working on. Actually, a couple properties that are working on closing as well. So, I mean, there's some things happening.
Yeah, things in the works.
Yeah, okay. But of course, we're hoping for more. Yeah. So.
Well, I think you'll see it if this weather holds.
Steve, that would be great.
How the numbers look?
I'll just mention Powell and Trump. Watch that feud.
Yes. Yeah,
seriously, because, you know, the feds are going to keep them up right now, at least listening to all that. And, of course, the president wants them to lower them, and he ain't going to do it. Right. So chances are rates aren't going down anytime soon.
Okay. So that's kind of a day-to-day thing.
It is.
You know, so we'll definitely look for the outcome of that. I want to ask you guys something, too, about something that popped up in my head, don't ask me why, about property taxes. And buying and selling, how do property taxes factor into what you do as realtors? I mean, are there a lot of people buying and selling that look at that and go, hey, what about my property taxes? Or what, you know, what kind of effect does that have?
You know, I think there's a difference between, you know, like Minnesota, North Dakota, and the property taxes. But, you know, overall, I don't think we have a lot of people that are really focused on that, where they say, okay, I'm going here because of the property taxes.
Right.
It just kind of evens out.
Okay, yeah. So not a big deal. I mean, not really a contributing factor, a major factor.
Well, there's a small contribution factor there, and that is that when you go to the bank to qualify for your loan, you know, they have PITI, which is property insurance taxes. And, you know, they have the ratios that you have to qualify by, and that includes your insurance and your property taxes divided by 12 put into your monthly payment.
Okay.
And so, yeah, they do have an effect in the picture, but like Sherry said, you know, that's not the first question that they ask about typically is, you know, they know that Wapton's expensive, and hopefully the state is going to do something about that.
All right. Well, how about like when you're dealing with farmland? Because I know as realtors, you've actually dealt with that too. Is it different or a different kind of arrangement with that as far as, you know, taxation?
Boy, that's a tough one. We don't deal a whole lot in farmland. But, you know, we've got one that we're working on out west of town, and yeah, that does play a factor too.
Okay, so it does work its way into that. All right.
Yeah, it does. And you know, farmland, it depends on what the last piece of property sold for.
Right.
You know?
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, it really does follow those sales and the values.
And in business too, you've handled you know, buildings too, and does the same rule apply there?
Really,
I'm asking a lot of tough questions.
That's okay.
This morning.
Yep. It really does. I mean, that's always in the back of our minds, and then, you know, of course, we've got to bring that up to the buyer, of course. But yeah, it's in our minds, and we keep it out there for the buyer to know.
All right, and I want to mention this too, because we haven't talked about it in a while. You guys are always looking, if people are looking to intern or people are looking to know more about real estate, they can certainly do that with you, correct?
Exactly. You know, we would welcome that. We would look forward to adding agents to our office. Yeah, if anyone's interested in what our day-to-day routine looks like and, you know, some of the things that we do, we'd love to have somebody come on and just follow us around to see how it works.
Well, that brings me to my next question. Are we ever going to get the other two down there, two or three, to come in here and do this Tuesday thing?
I don't think so. You know, we used to...
Putting them on the spot for a reason.
We really are, but that's okay. A little pressure is maybe all right.
That's good, yeah. You know,
but I don't think so. I think you're stuck with Steve and I.
Well, that's... hey, there's no problem there because there's always great information that you guys provide too. So people thinking of buying and selling And again, I got to echo what we talked about last week, folks. Keep it local, and all they have to do, stop into your office or give you a phone call here, right?
Exactly. You know, even if they have questions on how the process works or, you know, what the next step is or whatever, market analysis, we're out there to do those as a service to the buyers, sellers, to the sellers. Give us a call, 642-4700.
Or stop in. You're right here on Dakota Avenue.
That's right.
Folks, thanks for stopping in. I always love this Tuesday edition here.
Thanks, Bill.
So much. Talking with Steve and Sherry, talking real estate like we do every Tuesday here. The voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.